5. Eek. Thursday. Zara wore a flap-tastic warm heart stay head to school tonight. It looked so boring cozy. Wow! Great hat, Zara! Thanks, Eva. I made it myself. Zara's hat made me want to make something cozy, too. I will get crafty after school. In class, Mrs. Featherbottom taught us some dance moves to go with the song. George kept tripping over his own feet. It was so funny. After school, I flew home as fast as my wings could carry me. What's the rush, Eva? I'm going to make something, and I can't wait to get started. Look what I made, Diary. These cozy wing warmers should keep me nice and toasty at the Warm Hearts Day party. Then I had an idea. I called Lucy and Haley. Hi, do you want to come over on Saturday so we can get ready for the party together? Yes, please. That would be flapperific. I'd love to come. I was just putting the finishing touches on my wing warmers when Hunkery crashed into my room. Hey, Eva! I've hardly seen you all week. What have you been doing? I've been making Warm Hearts Day decorations, cards, cookies, and now these. You sure have been busy. I just hope you haven't been too busy to get my present. And nothing with hearts on it. That's when I realized something, Diary. Something totally feather flap hingly terrible. Oh, Squirrel Plop. I've been so busy this week that I forgot to get presents for my family. Warm Hearts Day is only 2 days away. Eek! Don't worry, Diary. I have a plan. I'm going to wake up super crazy early tomorrow while the sun is still up. I'll find presents for my family then. I'm hoping to find honey for Dad, flowers for Mom, an acorn that I could make into a rattle for Baby Moo, and a stick I could make into a slingshot for Humpery. See you bright and early, Diary.